Thank you very much, Chair. Since this is an interactive discussion, I don't have a prepared statement. I'll try to be as interactive as I can. I think first on the food for thought document, I think it was very helpful, and we mentioned this in our opening statement. And in fact, the positions we set out in the opening statement was an attempt to reflect upon the issues you had set out for us in your food for thought document. So I think that was sort of accounted for as we expressed our positions on several aspects of the discussions and in our interventions in the Q&A sessions of each particular panel. So we have an expectation that these positions expressed by member states would somehow be accounted for in your recommendations, in your summary of the debates. And again, I also appreciate the work that you have carried out in summarizing the panel discussions, but of course, not necessarily everything in your summary would be exactly along the lines of what we considered that was the takeaway from these discussions. So I think there will have to be some sort of either a review, or they might have to belong to you as a document from the chair, because we think there were other elements that are not captured in your summary of panel presentations. So that's one point. In our initial statement, we had already expressed several positions. We were amongst those of the majority of countries that support the idea of an international legally binding document on the prohibition of legal autonomous weapon systems. It's a position also by NAM. I think the distinguished Cuban representative have just made this point clear. We also appreciated the initial intervention by Chile, not just because he referred to Brazil, which is always a nice thing, but because of the fact that he indicated a sense of urgency to making forward movement. And though I can appreciate that the lack of a weeks-long meeting session this year might have posed a problem and a burden, I think it's not just because we didn't have that session that we were not making progress, because if we continue to operate along the lines of what we currently have this week, I think we may have several sessions next year and we will still be at the same place. So I think, and I think Brazil feels a special responsibility now to make sure we move faster. And therefore, I think it's important to sort of improve on the mandate. If we are to renew the mandate has to make it clearer that we need an outcome and not the continuation of intellectual or informative discussions, which are very useful, but they don't lead towards forward movement. Again, I think there are several ideas that are not mutually, that don't exclude each other. Argentina has proposed the idea of further standardization of the way in which countries domestically assess their weapons under Article 36. I think that's an interesting element. It doesn't solve the problem of the need for some sort of a multilateral instrument, but I think it makes forward progress. So all those things are things we can sort of capture. I think Germany and France had made a proposal on a political declaration. We are amongst those in favor of a legally binding instrument. So we want a clear-cut, broad solution, very concrete. But of course, I wouldn't discard up front the idea of a declaration, maybe not necessarily a political declaration, but declarations can contain some points of convergence towards a work program next year, a declaration, a commitment to really achieve a definition of what laws are, a commitment to indicate this sort of almost universal consensus around the idea that international humanitarian law applies to whatever weapons, including laws. Of course, they should apply, they must apply. It doesn't mean that all of these weapons comply, but the fact that they are under the purview of international humanitarian law. This is also not enough, because we also have international law of human rights, and CCW and IHL are not sufficient because those are only applicable to warfare. So we have the other dimensions of lethal autonomous systems that should also be looked at. And if we don't make any movement within CCW, everybody seems to think, or a majority or many, that CCW is the appropriate venue. But if we don't make any movement, I think other bodies will. And one of these candidate bodies will be the Human Rights Council, as was made clear, I think, by the distinguished ambassador from Sierra Leone when she made a very forceful statement to this effect. Again, we also would like to know have a clearer definition on human control. What does meaningful human control mean? So that's another element for next year, perhaps, to define laws, to define what meaningful human control means. I think the definition that is suggested in the paper from Netherlands, which I think it's a very useful contribution, to me seems a bit too broad because it speaks of the wider loop. The wider loop, in my view, is an interesting concept if you're talking about who's responsible for whatever happens when using these systems. But I don't think it's a useful concept to have this wider loop approach when you're trying to seek to establish which weapon systems would be compatible with international humanitarian law. Here, I think we need to be stricter in terms of what the human control basis is. It cannot be the wider loop. It has to be in the inner loop. So I think that's a matter for debate. The fact that laws are a prospective issue, well, they're an existing and they're a current issue, obviously, as well. So, you know, that's an element that we could support to the extent that it doesn't mean that we are excluding existing technologies that exist, which is a point we also made throughout the discussions. Again, I think the definition of laws, I think there's an interesting proposal in the Netherlands paper. So I think for us, that could be a point of departure for discussing a definition on laws that we could work with. But of course, for that, we need to improve on the mandate, because we cannot just have this open-ended mandate that would allow for systematic repetition of the same types of meeting. I think the idea of the critical mass that we put forth at the beginning and was picked up by several other delegations, I think we need to work in that direction and recognize that by now we do have a wealth of information and enough clarity at least to make forward movement. And this is an intervention that may seem to be an intervention on the way ahead, but it's also an intervention in picking up on all the questions that you have posed to us in your working paper. And so I think we have all these elements that we can work with. I think we can have, to me, the idea would be to have recommendations, but I don't know how easy it will be to have agreed recommendations considering positions that have been indicated around this room. The idea of a declaration, we could work with that depending on what the content of the declaration is. As was mentioned by Cuba, we would also have misgivings with certain elements that are contained in the Germany-French paper, the institutional arrangements in particular, for example, to say that we should work towards a committee of experts which would reduce the number of participants in discussions for us would be premature. I think the optimum situation would be that we have all members discussing in the most open and democratic fashion possible with NGOs, civil society, and all the interested parties that have been drivers of these discussions. So those are our views. We're just at this point a bit concerned as to what's the outcome, the concreteness of outcome of this process. We would not be happy with just a chair's summary of panel discussions. Thank you.